Right, I went down to the Queen's Theatre this week, last week, to see the technical rehearsal of Godspell. I couldn't see the whole thing because I'm in the theatre myself this week, but this is my only chance to see it. Let me tell you about the show itself. It originally opened on Broadway in 1971 and then in London later the same year, famously starring David Essex, Jeremy Irons and Julie Covington. Now, the technical rehearsal was just wonderful. I mean, I didn't see the whole show, but I just loved the set, the upbeat tempo of the show. The set is a concrete skateboard park with graffiti, wire fencing and instruments strategically placed around for the musicians. Godspell is a musical about the parables from the Gospel. It's a story of love, faith and ultimately betrayal. It's all intermingled with a variety of music from rock to pop to folk. Day by Day is the most well-known song from the show, but there are some really outstanding numbers in this. All for the Best is a really tricky harmony which is performed beautifully by Jesus, played by Sam Quarterbeck, and Judas Sean Needham. There are some great ensemble numbers too, including Oh Bless the Lord and Learn Your Lessons Wells. This is all performed by the wonderful, talented Cut to the Chase team. They're all, to be a member of the Cut to the Chase team, you have to have the talent to be able to play an instrument, and they all do. Two haunting songs are On the Willows and By My Side, with just a simple guitar accompaniment. It looks really good. A real feel-good, uplifting experience. Whatever your views on religion, it's a joyous celebration of love. Even cynics will enjoy it. I'm going to try and get to see it in the run. I definitely will. But I did pop along, as I say, to the tech rehearsal, and I chatted to Dave Godin, who's the production director on the show, and asked him lots of questions, really.
David, the first thing you see when you look at the set tonight, let's talk about the set. It's just superb, because you've got the grey stone, which is rather bland, right, as it should be, and then you move straight to all this colour. Tell me about the graffiti. Did you get local graffiti artists in, or was that the...
Not at all. Mark Walters is the designer of the set, and it's very much made as a small model box. And then in turn, the whole concept is to mirror what like a skateboard park would be, and the locals have done the graffiti. Now, the graffiti is, if you look closely, there's actually an imitation of a Banksy there and a few other bits and pieces. But it's very much as the designer Mark Walters did. It's a credit to Lucy, our scenic artist, and obviously our set builders, John, and all the master carpenters who built the set, which is exactly to the model design. We don't have a too free hand in that, I'm afraid, so... there's some nice little moments. If you actually look on there, you'll find the initials of Mark Walters, MW, on the set.
It looks really impressive. Right, let's talk about the show itself. Godspell, obviously written end of the 70s, early 80s. How does yours differ, or does it differ, from the original production?
As you know, with our own Cut to the Chase company at the Queen's Theatre, we've always put our own mark on it and what have you. It's been updated. If you see the whole thing, there's some little references to some TV serials in there. So we actually updated it. I've done the show many times in many things, and I do actually remember the original one. I'm old enough to do remember the original, but we've actually very much done our mark and updated it, I think, too, and tried to make it. It's still got that 60s feel about it, I think, obviously, from when people come to see it visually. But I think we've very much updated it and made our own Queen's Theatre Cut to the Chase stamp on it, I think.
So it's absolutely set in 2014, is it?
Very much so, but I mean, nobody's actually set. Yes, the costumes are modern day, but you could go 10 years either side, to be fair, and what have you. So, I mean, but I think it's as my younger son, who's a mountain biker, it's what his some of his younger, he's getting older now, but his friends would dress like and be like if they're in a skateboard park or a BMX park, sort of thing.
Do you think the songs are as strong today as they were when they were first written?
Without a doubt. I mean, there's the classics are there and what have you. It's always been a strong piece. I mean, there are a slightly stronger piece, but I think it's something that people can relate to be fair. And I think people of all ages will eventually know. And people often, as always with shows, don't think they know the song. They hear a song, go, oh, I know that, and what have you, whether it via they've heard it or by their parents and what have you. But I think it brings a lot of nostalgia back in all of us.
Do you think you're going to attract a younger audience, a new audience, or are you going to get people who have seen it maybe, you know,
well,
30
I,
years
I think
ago?
It's very fair to say, and it's a Bob Carlton ethos, is we attract people who want to come and sit of any age group and what have you. I think there's certainly appeal there for all age groups, families and without a doubt, but we don't go out of our way to make it for a certain age group. It's as the piece is, and hopefully it will go through and attract. It'd be wrong to make it just for younger people or older people. It's a production which we invite everybody of all ages to come and enjoy it. As you know, we do a magical matinee which tends to be an older age group, and I'm sure there'll be some toe tapping there and people will remember those things. So, but it's a general for all age groups. We don't go out of our way to attract a particular type of audience, but hopefully it's our local audience. We're inviting everybody from the surrounding areas and far and wide if they wish to come and enjoy and have a good evening with ourselves here, have a party with us.
I think you've already answered my last question, which is why should people come and see Godspell? Why, above all else, should they come in here rather than spend an evening in front of the television?
Oh, well, without a doubt. I mean, I'm passionate about live performance, whether it be music or of theatre in general, what have you. I think nobody can... you can see two performances in Knight's Row. It's certain nights will have a certain magic. It's like any scene of your favourite performer. You cannot capture this on DVD or TV. And for a start, you've got the whole ambience of all the people around you. How do you enjoy the same experience as them? If it's just two of you sitting on a sofa, I think that's you can't ever emulate that. I think here, by coming, the whole experience... I mean, it's hopefully here, particularly here, when the minute you walk in the front door, your evening begins, you know, what have you. So, and we'd want the whole entity of that. But I think you can't beat seeing a live performance. As you saw in rehearsals tonight, we are teching here, so they're not actually performing the full out. But you'll see each run, you'll see certain changes and see improvements. And I watch the show, it's my job to watch it right until first night. I'm still responsible for it, and I go on to the next show. But I see a huge change in between what will be our first preview on Friday night, and it hugely changed that in the first night.